I'm Christine Dean, and this is Live from Studio A, and we are happy to welcome back to our studios local singer-songwriter who was here last homegrown. I think you were here, Jacob.
That's right.
And we're having him back because he has his first album out. It is called Llamaless. Please welcome Jacob Mann to Live from Studio A. Hi, Jacob.
Thank you. I've also got Camille Marston here with me.
Yeah,
today.
So he brought in a guest on vocals, Camille Marston, so looking forward to that. I haven't seen you two perform together, so this should be fun.
Oh, yeah.
Be interesting.
Well, let's get started with the song, and then we'll come back and talk about the new album that you did with Jason at Beaner's just a couple months ago. What do you want to start with here?
Absolutely. We'll do the first track off the album, which is Egg Foo Young. It's a song about overindulgence. Don't taste like crack no more. Hey, I still crack, so I don't get sore. No man, no matter, nobody notices anymore. Hey, Fuyang, I cannot taste my tongue, and maybe I may. And maybe I'll stop going to the buffet. So it's porous, porous, lead on another sweaty chorus. Come on, do it for the applause. Won't you come on over here to do it for us? I cannot taste my tongue, and maybe I may, and maybe I stop going to the buffet. Thank you.
That is Jacob Mann live from Studio A with Egg Foo Young. Is this based on a personal experience?
That's, yeah. The Grand Rapids, they've got some really great China buffets there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And perhaps you overindulged at one at a particular time?
Yeah. It really upset my stomach.
Don't we all?
And you jot it down on a napkin and add it to a waltz.
Why not?
Yeah,
as you do, you know, as someone does. You know, I want to mention something, Jacob, just because you had posted it on your own thing. So I figure, you know, your album was reviewed recently in the paper, and they really focused on your voice, and you really have a distinctive singing style.
I do.
Which I think your fans and people that see you regularly enjoy very much. Is that just something that naturally developed for you, or when you were trying to find your voice, how did you come upon that style?
My brother and I used to play in a lot of bars and events around the Northwoods, Bemidji area, and Walker, Minnesota, and a lot of like really small bars, and we had a pretty small sound system, and they get really loud in there, and we just wouldn't turn it up to, I don't know, I ended up killing my voice, you know, 3-hour show or gig, you know, and you're playing Leonard Sweet Home Alabama 3 times in a row. And your voice, like, goes out, you know, by the 3rd hour is just so rough and raw. And I think as a product of destroying my voice a lot and then trying to compensate for that. And then doing it more. And then listening to a lot of Tom Waits. And, yeah, just trying to compensate for having no voice after a long
time. Well, and
time.
It really does add an expressiveness to your music. You know, it just is a different, adds a different layer to what you do, I think, for sure.
There was no time I sit out and said, oh, I'm going to sing like this.
Mm-hmm, right. Well, I don't think most people do that. You know, that it just kind of...
I can't imagine.
Yeah, it kind of arrives at that. And when you're talking about that, I'm smiling when you're talking about doing all these bar shows and playing for 3 hours, because you were so young when you were doing that. You're a senior in high school right now.
I am.
But you and your brother have been playing music for a very long time. We talked about that a little bit.
That's right.
Last time you were here. So it probably should be no surprise that you kind of quickly jumped into the Duluth music scene and started doing a lot of stuff.
It was very different. We, you know, going from playing cover, you know, like I said, Leonard Skinner all the time to people actually enjoying original music. And that was much more encouraging to write. I wrote more music this past year and a half than I have ever.
Well, and some of the songs on, well, first I want to ask you, so Camille is joining you, and yeah. How long has Camille been a part of your act?
About a year.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
About a year. And it's like on and off, sort of like, I'll decide like the day of, like mm-hmm. I had just yeah. asked her like an hour ago yeah. if she was available to come in.
Yeah. And had you sung with other projects before, Camille?
Not really.
Mm-hmm. Inquire yeah. or anything, or just
I've just like always kind of done kind of side things whenever it comes up. I don't really go searching for it very mm-hmm. often, but after playing with Jacob, it's definitely developed into something a lot bigger than I thought it was going to be, but I'm happy about it. So
well, and I think your voice is very complimentary to Jacob, because you know, like yeah. I said, you have a very distinctive singing style, but what you do works with that really mm-hmm. well.
Thank you.
That's nice.
Camille received the popular vote at this year's Beaner's 1 Week Live Songwriters Competition.
Oh, nice.
Fun.
Oh, so you
so
do...
she's been writing.
You do
yeah,
your own
yeah,
stuff,
do.
Too.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, look, and do you just play under your own name so we can
yeah.
watch for you
yes.
to be, you know...
Look out.
Yeah.
All right.
Coming in hot.
So you mentioned you wrote a lot of songs this past year. I know some of these have been in your repertoire for a while. Gingerbread Man, which I never realized, man, you spell like your last name. I've heard you do that one for a while. And maybe Salty Dog, has that
Salty
been around
Dog.
For a while?
That's right, yep.
But what are some of the newer ones in here?
Bear and Me and The Willies are super. I wrote those, I think, like the week before we went in to record.
Oh, okay.
And... a lot of them, actually, I've been playing for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
Most of around 6 months to a year mm-hmm. had been all the songs. You kind of have to sit with a song for a while to know whether it's any good,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
And so most of them had been, except for, with the exception of those two songs, had been sat on for a while.
And, you know, you say, before you know if it's any good, is it just something you feel in your gut, yep, this is a good one? Is it audience reaction? Is it, you know, maybe you're not sure, but other people say, that one's great, that's a keeper. How does that work for
it's
you?
It's been my brother, Owen.
Oh, he gets you to know, decide if it's
usually,
good or not.
He knows, and sometimes, like, he didn't like Egg Foo Young when mm-hmm. I first wrote it, but after, you know, after a little while, he can tell. He knows.
After you sat with it for a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah. And sometimes he'll give me a Christy. Like, he's like, don't go flat on that note, or, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows. Owen knows.
Nice. It's nice to have someone who knows
yeah.
on your side, backing you up. And so you did this with Jason at Beaner's, and
absolutely.
It looks like you did it and at their studio.
Mm-hmm.
And looks like you did it pretty quickly.
We did it.
And it's mostly just you, right?
Yeah.
Most of the songs?
9 out of 10 songs mm-hmm. are just me at a stool.
Mm-hmm.
We tracked pretty much the whole album in the first on January 1st, And then the rest of the time we spent on the last song, Guillotine,
mm-hmm.
and which we had Corey Kaufman come in and play drums on. My brother Owen played bass and sang. And Joseph Anderson came and tore up a saxophone.
Oh, nice. We're familiar with Joseph. He was yes. one of our basement students here.
He's awesome.
Yeah. Great. And so 10 songs on the album.
That's right. 10 mm-hmm. songs.
And it's called Llamaless, and you it's tell the story of that on your website.
Be with, like, without a llama. Right. Yeah. It was a stuffed animal. I had a llama. I had a backup llama for when I was llamaless up until 2016.
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting the llama on the shelf for this album.
Yeah.
It's was a rite of passage.
Was it difficult?
No.
Was it difficult to
no,
part
I've
with a llama?
I've been without a llama for a little while.
And
surprising or not.
How long did were you with a llama? Was this like from way back in your
my
childhood?
Yeah, for my first Christmas, which was my half birthday, I got a llama.
Wow, and that stuck with you through
attached.
All those years. Yeah.
Yes. Hmm. Play outside.
Wow.
It's a dirty llama.
Is that llama still exists somewhere? You just don't carry
yes,
it around with
it
you anymore.
Yes, it is on a shelf. Mm-hmm. In my bedroom at my mom's house.
So that when you become really famous, it can be in the museum of Jacob's life.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Or for the next album, even, Owen and I were thinking it could be called I Was Without a Llama, and Now I Have One Again.
You could get a real llama.
Or a real llama, man. Right.
Oh. All right. Well, let's hear another tune, and then we'll come back and chat a little bit more. What do you want to play next for us?
Excellent. Let's do Bear and Me.
Yeah. Okay.
In the days of snow or the bare sky, nor the good place to be to go, I got a bear in me. And she's leaving, 'cause when the river gets ripped roaring, slamming on the prairies, coming high to get some salmon, I got a bear. A pause and grizzle, let me close my eyes. I got a bear in me, yeah.
That is Jacob Mann along with Camille Marston live from Studio A, and another one from his new album, Llamaless.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me what inspired that one.
The Bear in Me one?
Yeah. The bear in me. As in bear, the animal in me, right?
That's right. That is correct. I don't know. It was the music on that one, I think.
You started with the music?
Yeah. It was like a little banjo thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned into a cooler thing. And I write a lot of poems right before I go to bed.
Hmm.
I mean, not like all at a time, but usually I'll write a poem before I go to bed. And then if I have a piece of music that kind of fits, I'll workshop that sometime during the day, maybe a week later. I got this big drawer, and I think that was one of those poems.
Oh, okay. So you kind of do thing work on songs both ways. You kind of fiddle around on the guitar and come up
That's
with something,
right.
And then you do just writing, and then somehow mesh it all together?
Yeah, and it's really, I think most of the time I'm writing a poem first, and then the music kind of follows, but it's really a mixed bag.
Mm-hmm.
Especially lately, things are just, any way goes.
And when you're writing stuff right before bedtime, does it kind of slosh around in your unconscious? And then when you wake up in the morning, do you ever think about that?
I often forget whatever I did.
Okay, okay.
Prior night, or yeah, mm-hmm. I'll just pick it up a week later. And then, mm-hmm. Oh, I remember that.
Oh, nice. So you just keep it aside and then
yeah,
pick it back up and
put it away.
Nice. And you were also mentioning that off the air that you both got your buskers permits this year.
We sure did.
Yeah.
So we're gonna hit the lake walk.
Oh, have you done that before?
Not yet.
I haven't either.
Oh, okay. So it's kind of a big adventure for this summer.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, and Jacob, you're graduating this year.
That's correct.
And so we were also talking off the air. I was like, "Are you sticking around? What are you gonna do?" And you think you are gonna be sticking around in Duluth, which
at
is
at least
nice
for a
to
year.
Hear.
Which mm-hmm. some people have came and told me, like, "Don't make the mistake of staying in Duluth," you know, but I don't think that's valid. I like it here a lot. And I just got here like a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm. You haven't been here that long. You've made a lot of friends in that short time.
Yeah.
And you've really, I feel like you've been part of the music scene much longer than you actually have.
Well, thank you.
you've won not only the Beaners Central songwriter competition, which, by the way, you mentioned to that Camille, you got the fan favorite this year.
Yeah.
Congratulations. That's exciting. And but also the Bob Dylan, the Dylan Days songwriter
right.
contest as well. So you've kind of been doing pretty well for yourself in this area.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Well, we have time for one more. What do you want to wrap up with?
We're going to do, what were we going to, oh, the first time around.
Oh, this won't be my first time around. Said this won't be my first time around. Yeah, I heard you been here before. Put my foot down on this ground. Yeah, this won't be my first time around. In time I'm out, I'll be home soon. Tell my mom I'll be home sooner. Well, yeah, I'm on the time for campfire. We all get down and get singing. Tell my mom I'll be home soon. I've been here before. put my foot down on this bloody river. Won't be my first time around.
Jacob Mann and Camille Marston live from Studio A. And that one does not appear to be on your album.
That one's not on the album.
I've heard you perform it before, I think. But
it's a radio exclusive.
Yes. That's what we like to hear. Did you have a lot of material other than what ended up on the album and you kind of had to pare it down a little bit?
I think we had four or five other songs recorded, but yeah. Some of them were just, as I was singing them, I was like, this won't be on.
Mm-hmm. Was Owen there making the call?
No. Well, Owen was there. He was there a little bit on the second day. We tried a couple of takes with him singing on some of them. I didn't end up using him. Most of the stuff was just the first round was the best round because I was all fresh and excited.
Right. Yeah. Nice. Last time you were here, we were talking a little bit about artists that you were listening to, and you seem like a person that kind of likes to discover different music, and I wouldn't say new music, but it's, you know, the stuff we were talking about last time was kind of old music, but new to you music.
Yeah.
Any artists that you've been checking out in the past year that have been inspiring you?
I got obsessed with Jeffrey James O'Loughlin.
Yeah. A local artist, very talented guy.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, local music just has that appeal. I mean, we can go meet the people, and when people are nice, their music's better. I don't know. And he's just a great guy. So.
Well, and he's a great songwriter. He really is.
Yeah. Oh, great song. And he's got such a catalog. It's like Low. Not, maybe not as extensive as Low. But maybe. I don't know. Yeah, he's got so much material. And so much good material.
Right, right. And he maybe hasn't put himself out there as much as some other people. So he's not quite as well known. But he's always, when I have a chance to see him, I'm always excited about that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, and he, you know, he does some of the the open mics at Beaner's and such, right?
That's right. And Owen's playing drums in his band.
Okay.
So every once in a while, they practice over at our house, and I'll get to sit in the kitchen and listen. They're really loud, so
nice.
I can hear them in the kitchen.
Well, that's a lot of fun. Well, thanks so much for coming in. Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, and Andrew Ressler, along with Emma Gilhausen and Slade Gulan, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Thanks for listening.